It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So John Legend got asked why he's not friends with Kanye West anymore and what happened, and he was very open and honest about the whole thing. Because I'm sure a lot of people don't even know this or even remember, if they even knew it, was that Kanye at one point posted a private message John Legend had sent him on social media. He sent him like a private message kind of saying, hey, well, actually I could read the whole thing, so I'm not paraphrasing, but at the time he put all these screenshots up, Kanye West did, and it was John Legend writing him saying, hey, it's John Legend. I hope you'll reconsider aligning yourself with Trump. You're way too powerful and influential to endorse who he is and what he stands for. So it goes on and on about racism and all these things. So Kanye posted him and went off on John Legend at the time, saying John was trying to manipulate him using a tactic based on fear to manipulate his free thought. You get the picture, okay?
Yeah.
So John Legend got asked about it on Sunday. Are you guys friends still? Which was not a surprise. He said, no, but he said, I don't think we're less friends because of the Trump thing. He said, I just think we're doing our own thing. He's in Wyoming at his $14 million ranch. I'm in LA. We don't have a business relationship as an artist because he's doing all gospel. There's really no reason for any interaction. We were business, you know, associates more than good friends.
Right.
He said, we're just in a different place and we don't talk, but it's nothing bad. It just is what it is. So it's kind of like, Riggs, if you and I stopped working together and you moved away, I'd be like, well, yeah, he's out there, but maybe I didn't talk to him in a few months. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like you know what I mean? It's like,
meaning if you put them together in a room, they would probably be amicable and say what's
totally
up.
They would totally talk.
Yeah, high
but
five,
then,
whatever.
But that doesn't mean that they're best friends, like, and they're going to, like, stay in touch.
No.
Especially after somebody screenshots your messages and puts them online. I don't think you're really going to be trusting that person to message them anymore.
No, you know? Probably not.
So
they won't be sending any party invitations anytime soon?
John
hanging
Legend's
out with
right.
each
He's
other?
Like, no, he said, Kanye's doing gospel. Like, that's not what I do anyway. So we're not even in the same realm of music anymore.
Which is sad because they could be because they're both pretty awesome.
Well,
at the end of the day,
Kanye
musically.
Kanye's in a little world right now in Wyoming, and we'll just let him stay there. It's okay, right? He can stay there for now.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. If this conversation makes you uncomfortable, good. It should.
Yep.
It should. It absolutely should. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Obviously, a lot has happened over the weekend. If you've been on any sort of social media feed or turned on your television, George Floyd incident in Minneapolis has just set the entire country into outrage, and rightfully so. People are angry. People need to be heard. People want to be heard, and we're here to listen. So we'll open the phone lines.
Yeah, we have, who's on the phone first today?
Well, we got DJ GA, who does our night show on KISS FM. GA, good morning, sir.
Hey, GA.
Good morning. Y'all got me up a little early today.
Don't lie.
Well,
you
we
just
wanted to talk to you. What were you going to say, Rich?
I was going to say, you probably just went to bed like an hour ago and just took a little nap, if I know GA.
Well, actually, I'm at the gym. You know, the gym opened today, so I'm here.
Oh, GA's at the gym. He's got to get his swole on.
Yeah, we wanted to have you on, GA, because let's be real, we're two white people.
Yeah.
And you are a grown black man who has had way different experiences, you know, than Riggs and I in life. And it's interesting, we've talked a lot off the air, and we wanted to talk a little on the air today about how you're feeling, what you're thinking, and get some perspective from you, because it's completely relevant, you know?
Yeah, and I've talked to, like, BK about this yesterday, just
our
about
boss,
how I, yeah, how I've been feeling about it, and just, you know, because, of course, you never want to get on the radio, especially I feel like I have a responsibility with the platform that I'm on.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to incite people, but, you know, certain things need to be said, certain things need to be recognized, and the George Floyd incident is just one in many, and I think it's the one that the straw that broke the camel's back, per se, that just lit everything on fire, because stuff like this has been happening. It's nothing new.
We were talking off the air before about why, like, there's been so many videos that have happened of police brutality, and why this one?
Because I've been pissed for years. Like, what was it? This one was long enough and just graphic enough? What was it, do you think, GA?
I want to say it's a combination of things. The pandemic, people stuck in the house, and everybody glued to social media at this time, and let's be real, I've never seen I watched the video once, and I didn't need to see it again. Like, it's real. It's as graphic as it can possibly be. Like you know, and it's just if you're not outraged, you basically just watch somebody die right there in your face on social. Yeah. I mean, it just. There's no other way to put it. Like, yeah, you know, it is hurtful.
Yeah.
I like that word, hurtful. You know, GA, what is it? How do you feel when you go out as a black man versus, let's say, being a white man? We've talked about this off the air, just about how you feel like you have to hold yourself to a higher standard. Like, you can't get mad in a store like a big white dude kind of could. You said you felt that way?
I have to walk on eggshells, and any black person will tell you that certain things you can and can't do, or you there's certain things you can't do.
Like what? Like what? Like, what certain things can't you do? Yeah.
like even Allie like hit it right on the head. Allie hit it right on the head. I can't go in the store making hey, what's going on? People get scared. Uh-huh. Like, you know, it's like, oh, I have to be calm, cool, and be measured with everything I do. Because at any step of the way, somebody could say they feel threatened, and guess who's going to jail?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. it's like that. It's always
and
been
so
like,
you and, live with that pressure every day.
Every day, like, and I and tell then, people, even to get on, even on the radio station that I'm on, I still have to be tempered. I feel because I can't. Like you know what I mean? I can't.
Tempered what? What do you feel like you can't say?
It's a lot of things that you can't and you can't say that you want to say because it might incite panic. People might get scared because the last thing you want is to make people fearful.
Right.
Right.
You know, because and I always say this when me and my family get together, we're loud, we talk loud, we're having a good time, and when we have an argument, we argue loud. It doesn't mean it's gonna go, you know, it's gonna get physical, but that's just it's aggressive, you know. Like, and not everybody, you know, some people are calling the police. Hey, man. Hey, it's getting hectic over there.
Some people are just loud, like Allie and with her kids. When you hear your kids shouting Allie in the other room, you think they're fighting when they're just having a conversation. Right? If you're just tuning in, we're talking to DJ GA on 103.7 KISS FM. Just having a real conversation about what's going on in the world and in Milwaukee. You can call 414-799-1037. You can also text to that same number, and we'll read your text, take your calls. We got Anthony on the phone who was at the protest. We'll talk to him in a second.
Yeah, I want to talk to him, too. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just listening to you, GA, and trying to take it in, and I just want to talk to you and process some of this, and it just makes me sad that you like, I almost want to cry that my friend and many other friends, you know, walk around and have to feel that kind of anxiety.
Do you have the same anxiety? I mean, as a white dude, when I'm pulled over, the biggest concern I have is, am I going to get a ticket?
Am I going to get a ticket?
That's it.
Jinx.
That's it.
White people know what's up. Yep.
You, I can't imagine what has to go through a person of color's mind is, am I going to act the right way? Are my hands in the right place? Is he going to think I have a weapon? How is that different for you?
For me, I have it down to a science. I like, and it's funny because I tell people all the time, and I was taught this as a young age. Like, you know, like when I get pulled over, people don't believe me. Like, when I get pulled over, the police knock on my window with their baton and are back in the back of. Back there and be like, hey, like, and I'm like, man. And
yeah, say, which has never happened to me.
No.
Yeah, they tap on the window with their baton, like, hey, license registration. I'm just like, really? Like, how? I mean, it is what it is. And people don't believe me when I say that. And I'm like,
I believe you.
Yes.
Just so you know, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Well, some people
know that.
Yeah, some people don't. Like, are you serious? I'm like, yes. Like, you know, and I'm probably one of the most non-threatening people that you can meet. I'm always with a smile and everything, but it doesn't matter.
Have you had positive experiences with the police where you're like, okay.
Oh, of course. Yes. Some of my boys, some of my friends, my guy in LA, he's a police officer. Like, I have friends. Like, I've had friends. I've had great police officers that I'm friends with and I'm cool with and stuff like that. It's not, and that's the one thing. It's not every police officer.
Right.
It's
a lot. It's about the fact that we have to do some kind of of reform, because whatever's happening is not working and people shouldn't have to feel like this. We're a community and we're all a part of the community, and I sure as hell don't want anybody in our community feeling like that. It makes me want to throw up.
Well,
but
and
we all
here's
have
the thing.
To, like, you know, work together here in a positive way.
Yeah. And that is that, and that is the thing I want to tell everybody. It's like, look, I know everybody's upset right now. I mean, you know, when violence begets violence. As long as there's violence, we're not going to listen to each other. So you got to relax. And I'm not telling people what to do, but for us to come together, that's what it's going to take. We got to, cool heads have to prevail, because it's not going to go anywhere like this. And I'm not mad at people protesting or doing anything. Like, I feel like you should protest. I feel like
absolutely.
You should.
Absolutely.
I
mean,
I feel like you
there
should.
Needs to be change. That's what protest is for, so we can speak up and use our voices.
Speaking of that, on the way next, we're going to talk to somebody. We have a couple of people lined up on the phone that were actually at the protest that can speak firsthand about this.
I have a question for GA when we come back, too, that's a little deep. I want to go a little deep about this situation. I have a real question.
Sure. You can call 414-799-1037 and text the same number. Call or text. Next, it's Kiss.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie having a blunt and real conversation that needs to be had, and we're probably the only place that'll do it. So we got DJ GA on the phone, who's our night guy on the radio station. Thanks for joining us from the gym, taking a break sets.
Yeah, I had a real question for him. Somebody texted in, by the way, and said, as a white woman, I want to thank you for having this conversation publicly. I have to go to work now and can't continue to listen. Yes, you can on our app. But this is where change starts. People talking and people listening.
Yeah.
She said she wants to throw up too, knowing other humans have to have these anxieties for no reason. So thank you for that text.
Yep. You can always text us or call us, 414-799-1037. Same number for both. Call or text both. Yes.
The question I did want to ask you, GA, which is a real question that I don't know if a lot of people have awareness about this. You said from a young age you've kind of been aware that you have to act differently or be careful if you encounter, you feel like you have to act differently if you encounter the police.
Yes.
I had a great talk with a friend over the weekend about how a lot of black parents have to have these talks with their children. And that white people never talk to their kids. Like, you obviously say, don't get in trouble, don't get arrested, but they don't go, here's how you need to behave. Like, what is that like? Did your parents have to have a talk with you? Where does that, what's that like in different households?
Yes, it's just like, you know, they say, you know, whenever you get pulled over, don't talk back to the police. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Answer yes, sir, no, sir. Don't make sudden movements. I've had, just a few months ago, I've had police try to provoke me to do something, and I'm just like, hey, look.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like in your face, like, hey, you know, if you do this, you know, and I'm already saying, hey, I get it. And they're still, you know,
yelling,
they're
at
pressing
you.
Me.
What
and
is
I'm just like,
I don't understand the power trip that some officers get, like this power trip that they get with a badge, because there's so many good cops, but then the bad ones that have this thing where I can do whatever I want because I have a badge on. You can't do anything because I'm on the law.
And I can, you know, everybody has different experiences. And you know, sometimes, like, especially when you're in law enforcement, all you see is the bad side of maybe a certain race. So, you know, if you're policing, it's what you see all the time. It's what you see all the time. And so you just get in that rut. I really feel like police should actually be switched out like every few months so they don't get...
They feed into the stereotypes, and then everyone becomes one, and then it's just this group of people, and then the nothing changes with racism or anything, or the institutionalized stuff.
You see it all the time. You see it all the time, and so you just get that's how it is. And it's shit. You shouldn't get used to it. Not that saying that's an excuse, but that's what happens. Like, you get comfortable. Oh, that's it. Everybody's the same way. Just, you know, and it's just like, it's not true. It's just not true.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how I feel. And then, like, a lot of it too is people have anger issues. People have a lot of, like, you know, that's why I say, when you meet violence with violence, all you're going to get is violence. If you're upset, like, being a police officer is one of the worst things to go be a police officer and be upset going to work.
You rarely see the good in things. You only see the bad side.
You got a badge and a gun. Yeah, you got a badge and a gun, and you're having a bad day.
They don't call the cops to the opening of a children's hospital, you know?
No, yeah, and it's just, you know, it's just sad because, you know, I've been this way my whole life.
We've got,
and people say you shouldn't be that. It shouldn't be like that. I believe it, but it has to be, or I probably wouldn't be alive today if I didn't follow those rules.
I want to address this text real quick that said, can you please ask DJ GA why the looting and destruction of the city, why is that so important to them? Okay, that text alone is like, to them? What does that even mean? To who?
To shipping theme means to the people that are protesting. But right, what do you mean?
What is... Not well, everybody's see, that, looting, though.
And that's what I mean, like the peaceful protesters, or, you know, protest, the looting and stuff, it's the bad side of things. There's a good side and a bad side of everything. Mm-hmm. And of course, right, you know what I'm saying, when people are trying to do good, there's always somebody on the other end that's doing stupid stuff.
All right.
And it just comes with it. You know what I mean? You got to take the, you know, guns are good to help protect people, but they also are used for bad. Same thing that's going on with the protests. You know, all people right, peacefully protesting, and on the other side of it, you got people that aren't doing it so peacefully.
And they're making it harder for the people that are out there for a good purpose that are doing it peacefully.
It's true. It's so true, and it hurts what we're trying to do.
GA's at the gym. There's somebody throwing down weight in the background.
Yeah, what's going on?
Is somebody doing deadlifts?
the medicine ball.
Somebody
wanted to know, GA, were you ever stopped by a black cop and were things different? That's a solid question.
Well, but here's the thing. I've been stopped by black and white cops and been treated fairly. So there's not like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I have.
For sure.
Like, you know, so that's what I'm saying. It's not all, but it's not every police officer, but you're always nervous when you get pulled because you never know. Because you never know.
Well, let's go to the phone.
You never know.
Anthony's been on hold for a couple minutes. Anthony, good morning. Anthony was actually out part of the protest, you and your husband, correct? What was going on out there? How did that transpire?
So yeah, we started actually out on the 35th Street Bridge, and I guess I just find it really ironic that back in the 1960s, my grandparents were in the city of Chicago protesting for civil rights and human rights right down Michigan Avenue. And, you know, here it is, you know, I'm 26 years old, different city, we're in Milwaukee, but, you know, 30, 40 years later, we're having to still protest, you know, for civil rights and human rights. That's absolutely appalling.
Yeah.
It's like nothing, you feel like nothing's changed almost, is what you're implying, Anthony, or what?
Yes, ma'am. I honestly feel like nothing has changed, and we need to have some kind of reform. This has been happening for years now, and, you know, it's not just George Floyd. I mean, it's Trayvon Martin, you know, Seville Smith. This has been happening in our country, and people need to wake up and realize that, you know, at the end of the day, we have a problem here that we need to fix.
Yes, and when you talk about Trayvon, that was not a cop, but that was a child who was killed for no reason whatsoever. So I feel that was total racism. I agree. Yeah. So we have to remember some of these are deal with police, like Ahmaud Arbery.
Right.
Racism, but that was not police. You see what I'm saying?
But then you've got like Amadou Diallo, which is in New York, where a guy was shot 41 times at a vestibule by four police officers. Like, that's a little excessive.
Somebody got shot 41 times.
41 times. In New York, yeah.
That was. That's insane.
So, Anthony, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you listening this morning. Appreciate your support out there as well for the cause.
Definitely.
Doing it peacefully. Thank you very much for doing that. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Anthony.
What's that? Go ahead.
Can I say one last thing, sir?
Please, yes, sir. Thank you.
Definitely. I do want to say about the looting, though. I mean, obviously, we don't condone the looting at all. You know, we want peaceful protests, and that's the majority of people out there. But at the end of the day, if people are more concerned with, you know, stolen merchandise and that over, you know, black lives, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Merchandise can be replaced. Black lives cannot be replaced.
Way too serious of a talk, and all I hear is banging in the background. I can't even hear what he's saying because GA's at the gym. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Said sorry.
He's saying if people are concerned about the looters, they're valuing property over lives, which is what he's saying is wrong.
True.
Yeah. That's what
Correct.
He's saying.
Yeah, black lives cannot be replaced. Merchandise can be.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling, Anthony. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Definitely, sir.
It's 103. I love to call us sir and ma'am.
Sir and ma'am. Am I that old?
I think we are that old.
I feel important.
Yeah. Well, it's 103.7 Kiss FM. You can call or text 414-799-1037. We'll get DJ GA out of the gym, and we'll talk more with him next on 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I'm having a real conversation with Milwaukee this morning about the state of the city, the state of the world, the state of the country. And we got our man GA from The Night Show who's on with us this morning. Thank you so much for joining us from the gym, GA.
No problem.
Taking some
Absolutely.
time.
Absolutely. somebody texted in and said, I was taught to respect law enforcement and those in authority. It has nothing to do with color or where I lived or even my economics. I don't think that person really picked up on what I was getting at, GA, when I asked you that question about how differently our lives are and what it qualifies as privilege or not, things that you don't have to worry about can that other people do qualify as privilege. And I don't think people get that.
Yeah.
And so we just talked about, you know, that there's a lot of white dads. You tell your kids respect the police, but white dads aren't going, when you get pulled over, you have to do this, this, and this, and this, and this. Yeah. Where that's happening in black households all the time with children, and that's messed up. That has to be that different. You shouldn't be having such different experiences, right?
Yeah,
and that's just people are used to what they're used to. Like, you know, saying, like, I'm like coming out of my neighborhood and, you know, going to college and just seeing how it was. Always had me like, wow, it's like that? Like, that's nice.
Like what? GA,
like people don't have to be scared of the police, or, you know, you can go outside without having to worry about, you know, we're just going over here. Like, I there's certain things that I've seen that I didn't know it could be like that.
Wow.
You can't relate to people not being nervous or scared, and other are the opposite.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was getting at.
And that makes
it's crazy.
That makes my heart hurt that you have to, that you even feel like that.
I've seen, like, coming out of just growing up, and I say, okay, how can we live like this and they live like that? What's the difference? Like, you know, that's what always made me, I think that's what even made me realize that things didn't have to be the way they were. Like, you know, you got your family members were in a two-bedroom apartment with 10 people, and then across the town it's a big mansion and it's four people in there. You're like, how does that work? How does that happen?
Like, well, you know, we could go back decades on that, but
right, yeah,
decades of how we started with housing, and I mean that's a whole other level of. moved out to the burbs.
Yeah, and that's the whole point too. Like, all
it's
this
so
is just one thing. Yeah, and we don't realize it until you see it. You know, and you're like, oh wow, it's supposed to be like this, or it should be like this. You know, you're used to what you're used to until you're exposed to a different way.
We're still getting people that are texting into 71037, and somebody called again about the looting. And I wanted to read a tweet from our Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes about that. He said, focusing solely on protesters and damage is only to address symptoms. We have to cure the disease that has brought us here. Suppressing the cough doesn't get rid of the flu, the reason that you're coughing.
Exactly.
Love it.
Yeah. It's a much bigger thing. So. And we're going to have him on the show tomorrow.
Shout out to Mandela.
And we'll have Mandela Barnes on the show tomorrow morning. GA, is there anything else you wanted to say? Well, I mean, we've got you here. We're the megaphone. You should be able to talk.
I mean, all I want to tell people is, look, until cooler heads prevail, we're not going to get anywhere. I understand people are angry. I understand. Trust me, I understand it more than you know.
Well, there's nowhere to put the anger and frustration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But until cooler heads prevail, we won't get anywhere. And I really want everybody to calm down. I mean, I know it's easier said than done, but until we actually calm down and come to the table and really try to fix this, you know, because the violence isn't going to solve it.
You know what else you can do?
I mean,
go ahead.
Go ahead. It may get the attention. We got the attention. Now let's do right by it.
Mm-hmm. Go out
and feel.
Right. I agree with you. I hear you, GA.
And I think everybody should register to vote as well, because that's the way things are going to happen.
That's really how
you
make some changes. I agree.
You want to make change,
you
start with legislation, and that's where it starts. You put the leaders, you elect the leaders that you want to lead the way that you want them to lead and to make the change that you want to see, and that's how we create the change, because it's not just a switch that you can flip. I mean, it's a systematic problem that has to be.
You can't just go retrain every police officer.
No.
You have to deal with the community and all a lot of people's stereotypes.
Here's the thing. You can retrain a police officer, but you can't retrain the way that he was raised and the way that he... I mean, racism isn't... You're not born racist.
That's
you're not born with hate. It's taught in the home from the get-go.
We gotta teach everybody
about that. GA, thank you so much much for taking the time with us this morning. You're always welcome on our show anytime. You have our number.
I appreciate it, guys.
Now go finish up.
If you're feeling mad in half an hour, come back on, brother.
Please.
I got you.
Please.
Because everybody's got a lot to say these days, and I get it.
Yeah, we do, man.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, this is so funny. Kim and Kanye must be the worst to live with. I don't know how anybody works for them, because this bodyguard who used to work for them has already gone off and told stories about what it's like to live with them and work with them, but he's doing it again on podcasts, and it's hysterical. Now, he's telling stories, this guy, this former bodyguard of Kim and Kanye. He tells stories about how he was to always walk 10 feet behind Kanye. 10 steps, exactly.
10 steps.
He got in trouble if he blocked their paparazzi shots. Okay, these are the celebrities that make me crazy, because you watch Princess Diana get killed by paparazzi chasing her. You watch all these celebs ask for privacy. And then you got Kim and Kanye like, I'm here. They're like notifying the paparazzi,
right,
and making it dangerous for everyone else just for them to get a
clogging
picture.
Up streets and entrances and exits. Yeah.
Ridiculous, and loving every minute of it. And then the second something bad happens, crying and going, but we don't want it out there. So Kim and Kanye are threatening to sue this guy for the second time, because it's not the first time he's talked about his experiences with them. But his lawyer said it's laughable. He's not telling anything new. These are stories that were already out there. And last time they asked the bodyguard to apologize. Now Kim and Kanye have not asked for an apology. They've just asked for him to stop talking, or they're going to sue him for defamation. But they won't say what he's lying about, because let's be real, it's all true. I mean, they have nothing to really, they haven't come out and said he's not telling the truth. The other thing the bodyguard said, Kanye was the moodiest and neediest celebrity he's ever worked for.
Why does none of this surprise me? Literally nothing you've said surprises me at all. None of it.
Because he puts it out there that he's this needy and emotionally unstable. We see it all the time when he talks. It's not hard. I mean, it's like, but nobody's such a narcissist that nobody will tell him.
No, what I miss, like, really.
And if you try to tell him like John Legend did, as we talked about last hour, he puts it on Twitter.
Yeah.
To get people fired up.
I miss Kanye from like back in the day. Yeah. Like when his first album dropped, like College Dropout days. Like, I miss that Kanye. I miss him.
I thought I did too. I miss that music. I don't miss that Kanye. I miss his music back then. I don't miss Kanye, because back then, a friend of mine had to basically help him at the Oprah show when he was on.
Yeah.
And my friend, who's the most patient man ever, more patient than you, Riggs. My friend works in PR and marketing. Yeah, more patient than you.
Wow.
He said it was the worst nightmare. He said Kanye came in with like 50 people. He wanted food from a specific restaurant in Chicago that was like 2 hours away from the studio. They drove and got it, brought it back. He threw a fit. Like, he just said the whole thing was a nightmare. Like, he was needy, essentially, was just what this bodyguard said. Yeah. Yeah. So,
oh, Kanye, let's make him 2005 again. This is bring back his old music if we can.
All right.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
We really got to rethink the way that we communicate now in a pandemic world, in the post COVID or the current COVID world that we live in. Because back in the day, you would shake hands, high fives all the time, no problem. I know right before that we were doing the elbow bump, the corona bump, what some people were calling it. So I see four people greet each other at a hardware store yesterday, and I realized that as they go up, they went to hug, but then they hesitated, and then they went to do like a high five, and then they hesitated, and then one guy stuck out his foot, and they did like a foot bump, almost like they were starting to do like one of those dances you
like
see
a
on
kick.
Yeah, like you
like
see
a
on
hockey sack.
Yeah, like you see on TikTok, one of those old dances. They just clicked their feet together, and I was like, oh, okay.
Is that the new way we greet each other?
Maybe it is, but I was wondering, what is the new way that we're going to start greeting each other? If people are still fine with handshakes or fist bumps, maybe they are. I don't know. You can text or call 414-799-1037. That number works for texting or calling, either one. What were you going to say?
I had two interactions with people that involved physical touch this weekend that were completely awkward.
Yeah.
The first one was when...
People you knew?
You want to tell you next?
No, people you knew or strangers.
People I know. People I know, but they're totally different, which is why I'll tell you quickly. The first one, I went over to my nanny's house.
Yeah.
They had to drop some things off. Her husband walks up and comes in for the hug, and I went... and then I went, and I stopped, and he backed up. And then I went, oh, wait, I can hug you. I see your wife every day. I was like, you're in my circle, man. Because, you know, I'm worried about my kids, you know.
Yeah.
So I did hug him. And I went, oh, please. I basically made out with you. Your wife's at my house every day. And then, so that was fine. Uh-huh. And then my neighbor needed to take down a part of a fence in my yard that he wanted down. And he walked up and said, someone I hadn't met said, hi. And he introduced himself and stuck his hand out. And before I could even think, I shook his hand, right? Yeah. And then we both went, we both realized, because it's a new world, realized, wait, now did I freak out? No. Okay, I'm not that much of a freak, people. I'm just trying to be safe. But I was like, wow, and then he even said, it's a different world we're living in. I go, yeah, I just shook your hand, and I don't hope that was okay. I'll just go wash now and move on with my life.
I was weird. How are we dealing with greeting people? What are you doing differently? Or are you doing it at all? Or maybe you don't
some
have
some people are doing nothing different. A lot of people are just hugging and doing it all.
And you can text or call 414-799-1037. What's the new to, how do we greet each other now? What's the new acceptable
the wave.
Wave? The wave?
The 6 feet wave.
Right? Is it the foot kick? I don't know. We'll discuss. We'll take your calls, read your texts next. Hang on.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. Triggs and Allie. How do we greet each other now? Are you okay with the handshakes, the high fives? Is it a foot kick? Is it a chest bump? I don't know. What are people doing now?
Dude, I was the friendliest person ever. I hugged everybody. Now I'm like, okay, 6 foot wave. See you around.
799-1037. That's a 414 area code. You can call or text that number. We got a couple texts into 71037. Someone said, since it came out, haven't been doing anything different. Still shaking hands, high fives, all that stuff.
That's bold. There's a lot of people like that.
There are. Someone else texted in to 71037. I shook a family's hand, all four of them, when I met them through another friend last week. It was awkward, and their body language made me feel dirty. Never again shaking hands. I'll sit back and wait for them to make a move.
Uh-huh. That's what happened with my two interactions, where he came in for the hug and I backed up, and then my neighbor shook my hand, and then we both went, oh God, did we just shake hands? And then we just moved on with our lives. But you have to stop and think, because it's such habit on how we talk to each other.
I'm used to doing it even after transactions. I had somebody come over. It was for heating and air, and they had to install something into our system. And then at the end, I was like, thank you and have a good day. Normally in the interaction, I would just reach out, shake a hand. Thank you for coming to my house. I appreciate your work. But we were both like, all right, we'll have a good one, kind of peace sign. And he walked out. It was very weird.
Oh, it is weird. I had a guy come over and fix my lawnmower this weekend.
Yeah.
And he knocked on the door, and I opened it, and I said, hello. And I said, you know what? I'll meet you out there. I got to go get the lawnmower. So I left him standing in the front. I was like, you're not coming in?
Yeah.
I was like, no offense. Like, I don't think there's any, no offense.
Yeah.
But it's just that there's no need for it.
No.
So why bother?
I guess in the future, just check with whoever it is you're meeting. Communicate, find out their level of comfort, and then move forward from that. Because I've had people that are like, hey, let's shake hands. And I'm like, elbow bump.
Well,
let's do an elbow bump. Do a bump.
When the guy came over to fix my lawnmower, I wondered if there was going to be some weird moment where you have to establish what your boundaries are now.
There is.
And you don't know.
Yeah.
And imagine going to people's houses to fix things. You probably see all kinds of stuff. You probably see people that don't want to be touched, to people that shake your hand and hug you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You probably see it all. How would you know?
You got to ask now. Or you just do the foot bump and you start a flash mob in the store, which would be great too. Right?
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 11:53. That'll do it for us for today, because we're on till noon. You can always catch up with our show at 1037KISSFM.com or with the radio.com app. Did we learn anything on the show this morning?
I can't believe it's noon already.
Yeah, right?
Jeez, there's so much going on in the world. My head's going to literally explode. Yeah. I can't even process it. Okay.
I think we both learned the same thing DJ GA, who we had on earlier this morning, with his experiences being a black man in America.
Yeah, we talked to him about his experiences, in Milwaukee, and what that's like. And I think that he said a lot of good things, and I think the biggest thing he said that people should take from it is how hurtful it is.
Yeah.
Some of the things he's been hearing and how he feels and what his experience is like. So I can get behind that, and he's our boy. So, yeah.
And we'll put it up at 1037kissfm.com, and we'll continue the conversation tomorrow also with our Lieutenant Governor, Mandela Barnes. We'll be on the show tomorrow morning at 8:30. Mm-hmm. I learned something about you this morning, Allie.
What'd you learn?
That your 150-pound weight loss has been recognized by you and me and people in your immediate circle, but the people that live around your house
No clue. My neighbor, who I barely see in fairness, her husband comes outside and does yard work. I barely see her. She came up to me as I was mowing the lawn and said, "Did you lose weight?" I said, "Yeah, I lost 150 pounds. I've kept it off for a year." She's like, "Oh, I thought it was your sister or something mowing the lawn. I didn't even recognize you."
No, that was me. That was me.
Yeah.
Get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.